I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad.
Of my heart, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Despertar al Señor, todo es paz. You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. In tonight's program, we celebrate the International Women's Day, which happened a couple of days ago on March 8. And we will do that listening to the music of a Brazilian pioneer, Chiquinha Gonzaga, through a record of her music made by the also pioneer Brazilian pianist Clara Zwerner. Chiquinha Gonzaga was extraordinary. She established a career for herself as a professional musician in the 19th century Brazil, which was a time when it was widely considered scandalous to do so. She became Brazil's first professional female conductor and composed over 2,000 pieces, including 77 operettas. Now, she grew up in a strict military home and had a very broad education. She began playing piano when she was 11 and continued to play even after entering into a marriage, an arranged marriage, when she was 16 years old. Her husband was adamantly against her being a musician and attempted to make her choose between him and music. Although they had three children together, the marriage was short-lived, and when they separated, she was allowed to take only their oldest son. This separation resulted in a nasty divorce that dragged on for many years, and in those days, in the 19th century patriarchal Brazil, it was unacceptable for women to leave their husbands. Chiquinha Gonzaga was then disowned by her own family and shunned by her community. Despite all that, she was determined to pursue a career in music. After the first successes of her music, she began making a name for herself by teaching privately and writing scores for musical theater. She also became active in the slave abolitionist movement. Because her music became so popular, other musicians started copying and sampling her music without permission. When she discovered that, she helped to found the first society to protect and copyright artistic works in Brazil in 1917. Her life opened doors for female empowerment and professionalization of women in music, something which today is so very common. Here are some tracks of a record that Clara Zwerner recorded in the 1980s, a time where very few people knew the music of Chiquinha Gonzaga. Thank you.
Thank you.
Atraente, attractive. This was a track from Chiquinha Gonzaga por Clara Zwerner. Before we continue listening to that record, I would like our listeners who like Brazilian music, I assume that is everyone who's listening, to know that on Saturday, March 19, there will be a concert of the music of Antônio Carlos Jobim at the Manchester Craftsmen's Guild in partnership with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The symphony principal pops conductor Byron Stripling will conduct and play, and will be joined by native Brazilians and Jobim collaborators Maúcha Adnet, vocalist, and Duduca da Fonseca, percussionist. There will be two concerts, one at 6 p.m., one at 8:30 p.m., and tickets are available at mcgjazz.org or by calling 412-322-0800. We are listening tonight to the music of the pioneer female composer Chiquinha Gonzaga. After separating from her first husband, she became the concubine of an engineer, and they moved to Minas Gerais to escape from the prejudiced society of those times. They later returned to Rio. They had a daughter, but in the same year, Chiquinha Gonzaga abandoned her lover. Without family or money, she went to live in the working-class suburb of São Cristóvão, using her musical gift for making a living. She became friends with Joaquim Calado, also known as Father of Choro, and he helped her find some piano students. When this music we just heard, called Atraente, was headlined at the newspaper and the song released, it had 15 editions in the very year of its publishing. Together with her son, she became a member of Calado's group. With that, she had enough money to live in dignity, even if poorly. She released several compositions in very different genres, like waltzes, polkas, and tangos. Her fame of a free woman, combined with her musical prominence, bewitched the popular imagination and covered her music with an aura of sensuality and passion, while at the same time she was discriminated against by society. In those years, she wrote some of her most famous songs, like, for instance, Corta Jaca. The listeners of From Ipanema to the World know some of her music as it was played in many previous programs. In the early years of the 20th century, she traveled through many European countries. Let us listen to a few more tracks of Chiquinha Gonzaga por Clara Zwerner. Clara Zwerner is well known for rescuing forgotten Brazilian composers, like, for instance, Glauco Velasquez and, of course, Chiquinha Gonzaga. She is a classical pianist, but is also well known for crossing borders with more popular music in her career. She studied in Switzerland and New York and toured through Europe, US, Japan, and Israel. Thank you. This last piece is called Camila, was written by Chiquinha Gonzaga. We're commemorating in this program the International Women's Day that happened this week by playing the music of Chiquinha Gonzaga by the pianist Clara Svernir. Chiquinha Gonzaga died in 1934, age 87, and at the end of her life she had composed music for 77 theater plays and about 2,000 compositions. A Brazilian law established the National Day of Brazilian Popular Music, celebrated on the day of her birthday every year, October 17. We have time to listen to one more track of that album. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Hope to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or streaming on WRCT.org. It is always my pleasure to bring something different about Brazilian music to you. Before we finish the program, I would like to remind you of the two concerts that will happen on March 19 at 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. at the Manchester Craftsmen's Guild. The program will bring the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra's strings and woodwind sections together with their principal pops conductor Byron Stripling and the Brazilians Maúcha Adnet and Duduca da Fonseca. Both of them worked with Jobim in the last years of his life. In case you're interested, please go to mcgjazz.org or call 412-322-0800. Enjoy the music of Chiquinha Gonzaga through the piano of Clara Svernir.
Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, a little show called the Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, hanging out with you, playing some music. Let's turn it up a little bit for this next set. It's Overwhelming Color Fast. We'll be right back.
Set me free, why don't you, baby?